Do you recall the circumstances surrounding you becoming director of the Bennington County Choral Society?
I had moved to Bennington in 1974 to take a public school job, but partly so that I would be close to Gabriel Chodos, a piano teacher at Dartmouth I was studying with. And I found that the public school job didn't allow me the time to do the serious practicing I wanted to do. So I quit the job after a year and decided to devote myself to more serious piano study and was looking for something to support myself when the Choral Society, about two rehearsals in on the Mozart C minor, big C minor mass, asked me if I could take over. So I jumped in and did that performance that year. We came back to that same mass 20 years later for an anniversary celebration.
Certainly a great piece.
Oh, yeah.
Well, had you done much conducting before that?
I had done small-scale things. I'd studied conducting in school. I spent 3 years in the military, and I was in bands, and I wasn't in an officer status. I was a regular enlisted musician in the bands. But among my colleagues, there were many good musicians, and we did lots of interesting things together. I was in Berlin, Germany for two of my military years, and we all were composing for each other like mad and conducting each other's pieces outside of the military things that we were doing. And then I had become involved in church music and was directing church choirs. So I did have some background in conducting by the time I started.
Are there any concerts over these 38 years that stand out in your memory?
Oh, gosh, I think lots. One that I sort of shied away from for a while, and in the event when we did it, I was very proud of, was Honegger's King David. And the reason I avoided that piece, it was one of the standard pieces I thought we ought to do, but one of my predecessors in Bennington was Paul Bipley, who conducted the Desoff choirs in New York for a long and distinguished career and also taught at Bennington College. But Paul, at the beginning of his career, was the man that prepared the chorus for Honegger for the premiere of King David. And so he'd done a couple of famous King Davids here in Bennington, and so I really didn't want to try to compete with that. But when we finally did come around to that piece, oh, 6 years ago probably, I was very pleased with the way we were able to pull that off. Let me mention some other things, too. One of the things I'm very proud about over the career with the Choral Society is that we have gone out of our way to do newer things and to try to encourage some of our regional composers. We commissioned Bennington composer Alan Shawn. He wrote a wonderful cycle on Robert Frost poems called A Prayer in Spring. And in the score, he also included the Bennington Children's Chorus, which has been founded and developed while I've been involved with the big group, the adult group. I don't have any direct dealings with it, but they have often performed with us. We've commissioned also Eric Nielsen. We've done other Bennington composers, Louis Calabro and Lionel Nowak are prominent ones that we've done here. And then I've written two larger cycles myself for the chorus.
Tell us about this Halm cycle that will be on this weekend's programs.
Well, this is a piece I wrote in 1986. It started out, I had a good friend who was a principal double bass in the Albany Symphony and also in the Berkshire Symphony. I also teach at Williams College, so the Berkshire is in residence at Williams. And so I knew David Scott Allen very well. He had advanced degrees in double bass performance from the Eastman School. And I wanted him to play at my church, and I thought, well, what can I do with my church choir? So I made a setting of Psalm 8 for double bass and choir, just the single instrument in the choir. And it was very successful, and I thought, I'd like to repeat that with my chorus, but it's just this little piece. So I expanded it, and I set three more psalms. Two of them were originally made with organ accompaniment, and then the final one was with organ and choir and solo double bass. So two out of the four had a solo double bass part, and three out of the four had organ parts, so you get the picture. And then when we decided to do them on this program, we realized that in the space we're performing, the organ is in a loft that won't accommodate our numbers. So we have a string ensemble already on board for the Schubert Mass, so I've orchestrated the Psalms, and I have to say I'm delighted I got to hear the orchestra rehearse them finally on Saturday for the first time. You're a little nervous, I think, when you make such a change, thinking, is that really going to work, and will the violas sound okay doing this pizzicato over here in that range? And it was really a treat to hear my strings.
Well, let's speak about the other pieces on the program. The Schubert Mass in G is a well-known favorite of choruses, a very beautiful and melodic piece.
Yeah, let me tell you first about the other piece, which was the genesis of the program, really was the Misa Criolla of Ariel Ramirez. It's a piece that was written in the wake of the Second Vatican Council. So it was picked up on the opportunity to use the vernacular, the Spanish language, instead of the Latin, and in so doing decided to use the vernacular music as well. And so it's really based on all sorts of wonderful Latin American rhythms. That was the first piece we decided to do, and then now I'm going to tell you the Schubert story. So I felt as though that Schubert Mass, that G major Mass, it's a smaller one of Schubert's Masses, was so direct and so simple in the best ways that it was as though it were another folk Mass. Schubert was 18 when he wrote it, and he wrote it for his parish church on the outskirts of Vienna, and so it was just very natural and easy and lovely, charming piece. Everybody adores this piece. I can't tell you, I called up hired the orchestra players, and everybody said, oh, I love that piece. Oh, I play that all the time. It's my favorite piece, and all these nice things people said about it.
Well, what sort of accompaniment will the Ramirez have?
The published version available in this country, and I think that really grows out of de Cormier's work with the piece, specifies harpsichord or piano, guitar, double bass, and then three percussionists. And the instruments it has the percussionists playing are tom-toms and tenor drums, jingle bells, woodblocks. They're pretty standard percussion instruments for the most part in the battery of percussion that our players use. One can find beautiful recordings on YouTube of this thing by all kinds of people with wonderful folk instruments. But we're going to use that more westernized version. We're not going to use harpsichord this time. We're going to use piano, just a practical consideration of where we are and the instruments that are available to us.
I'm speaking with Edwin Lawrence, who will step down as director of the Bennington County Choral Society after this weekend's concerts, Masses from Two Different Worlds, with performances Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3 at Sacred Heart St. Francis de Sales Church in Bennington. And you can get all the details at vpr.net/classical. Well, what's in store for you after you step down from the chorus?
Well, the dumb part is I'm just trying to catch up with all the rest of my life. As one does, I think, most of us professional musicians in Vermont, one pieces together one's livelihood through lots of sources. And I'm currently teaching pretty much full-time at Williams College, and I have a church job in Williamstown, Massachusetts that's also at least a good half-time job. And so the Choral Society feels like it's just one piece too many. I'm going to keep teaching at Williams, and I'm going to keep my church job, and I'm hoping to do more performing as a keyboard player myself.
Well, good luck with the concerts this weekend, and enjoy your semi-retirement, at least from one of your jobs.
Thank you so much. It's been really great to chat with you.
Thank you.